Fitzy and Whipper.
We got to speak to Rebel Walsh, and she's going to be up very, very soon. Oh, I think we've got her on the line now. We are excited about this, 7:30 on Channel 7. This is where 10 professional pet stylists and their dogs will be competing in a series of pawsome-themed challenges. There's 100 grand up for grabs as well.
And some good puns.
And the magnificent host joins us now, Rebel Wilson! Rebel!
Hey, guys! How's it going?
We're good, mate. Can I get this right? I want to go to the moment where you got the phone call and they said, hey, we got this idea for a show. It's called Pooch Perfect. Are you in?
Well, originally it was actually called Snip Doggy Dog, which I thought was also a cool
like
title.
That.
Yeah.
But apparently there was legal issues with that, and I was like, and there wasn't with Pooch Perfect?
yep, okay.
So... yeah, so I get the call and I'm like, oh my God. It's like a bit like my worst nightmare because my childhood was filled with dogs. I mean, sure. We had so many dogs growing up in a dog-showing family, and how my parents made money is like we sold dog products from a caravan and went all around Australia
right?
to the dog shows. Yeah.
Wow.
It was not glamorous, put it that way.
But was it fun?
We had a lot of sleaze.
A lot of fleas.
And I'm allergic to dogs as well.
Oh,
which made it kind of even worse.
Great idea. You're perfect for this show.
Look, Rebel's not joking here. For anyone who is listening, your mother Sue, she was a professional dog handler. So it was the circus. You were going around with these dogs and performing all the time. Well, is it fair dinkum that you were allergic to dogs?
Yeah, no, that's true. And my mum's now actually an international dog show judge, so she's, like, renowned, and she pops in on the show as well because she really knows what she's talking about. But, so I just take Claritin now when I'm around dogs
awesome.
And try not to, give it too much of a headache. It just kind of gives me a headache if my eyes get itchy and stuff.
Yeah.
Rebel,
yeah.
When you look at a dog show and how you mark a dog, can you give us, through your experience, an indication of what you're looking for? Let's say we take a golden retriever. Like, what would your mum be judging? Like, what's she looking at?
Well, there's, like, breed standards for each purebred breed. And, I mean, I don't know off the top of my head, but, you know, she'd be looking for all the things, you know, the ratios,
how
they stand and how they move, what their gait's like, what their temperament's like.
Oh, their gait.
So there's all that kind of stuff.
We're learning.
But on Pooch Perfect, it's a bit different because it's more focusing on the dog grooming. And it's a bit more creative than dog showing, because sometimes the pet stylists, like, they're given a crazy challenge, like, okay, turn your dog into a giraffe.
Yeah, right.
Stuff like that. I'll turn it into a teddy bear or something.
So it's
kind of a bit different, but it's really creative, and it's this new kind of craze that's going all around the world with dog grooming. And Australia is the first to do a TV show about it. But, I mean, you would not believe, like, the drama, the tears, and also the comedy that comes out of this simple kind of premise.
Yeah,
but so it was really fun to shoot. We shot it in Sydney just as the bushfires were starting, and... but we're trying to bring joy to people with the show.
How competitive is it, Rebel? Do people get fired up? Are there any dirty tactics that happen in this industry?
I think all of the groomers on the show were too nice. No one was like, there was no sabotage.
Sure.
Whereas in the dog show world, it's so competitive. People, like, sleep with the judges.
Oh, wow.
They, like, sometimes sabotage other dogs.
Sleep with the dogs.
Like, it's really full on. I want to make a movie about that at some point. But, no, our groomers are all, lovely, lovely people. And there was no sabotage going on.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely the will to win and to win the $100,000 if you're a dog groomer is, like, a huge life-changing prize.
There
was fierce competition, and then when they strut their work on the dog walk, it gets pretty intense sometimes.
Because I think what's interesting too, and you would see it with these people, I'm sure, Rebel, are those that treat their dogs like they're humans. Sarah sleeps with her dog and also showers with her dog.
Sleeps with Rebel as in the bed. The dog sleeps in the bed with
me. Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Yeah. And we do like a shower together. It's easier to wash your dog in the shower, is it not?
I don't know. My mum used to wash the dogs in my bathtub, and then I would hate it because there's always dog hair in the bathtub as a child.
And there's a lingering smell.
I'm like, Ma, stop it.
Yeah, it's not great.
Rebel, are you working on any other movies you can tell us about?
My school uniform. Oh, gosh, I'm working on a K-pop movie for Lionsgate right now.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So just in pre-production for that. So that's kind of cool. It's kind of in the vein of Pitch Perfect, but with a mainly Asian cast. So that's really cool, and I've written that myself. So doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. But in Australia, Pitch Perfect starting this week, and then I've got a show for Amazon that you guys will see later.
Oh, great. Brilliant. Awesome.
With comedians, with all Aussie comedians. So it's like, so busy, but it's cool. I'm still recovering from the Oscars, though. Actually.
Oh, the after party.
You had a cracking award season. Did you enjoy the BAFTAs? Because there were some royal gags that people were so outraged with, but the rest of the world, we were giggling.
Your speech was great. You did a great job.
Well, no, people say they're outraged, but like William and Kate, you know, they have such good senses of humour.
Yes.
The royal family, and I think that's what people don't understand. Mm. And, there was no backlash or anything from that. I think they like a few jokes at times.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd push them too far.
Did you see them afterwards?
Yeah, the award season. I spoke to their private secretary afterwards.
Yep.
And all good. But I am hoping to get an invite to the Royal Box at Wimbledon.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Pooch Perfect premieres tomorrow night, 7:30 on Channel 7. Always a pleasure to speak to you, Rebel. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Fitzy. Thanks, Whipper. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rebel. See you soon.
Love. Fitzy and Whipper.